You're listening to a podcast provided by Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children NHS Trust. This podcast explains about subcutaneous injections and how to give them to your child at home. We'll teach you how to give the injections before you go home, but this podcast will remind you about what to do. It was written in September 2007 and recorded in April 2008. The first section explains what subcutaneous injections are. Subcutaneous injections are given into the layer of fat under the skin. The skin is made of different layers. The top two are the epidermis and dermis, which contain sweat glands and hair follicles. Underneath these is a layer of fat, which is the area where subcutaneous injections are given. We use three different types of device at GOSH, but this podcast is about giving subcutaneous injections using an ordinary syringe. If your child is going to use an auto-injector or pen device, information is provided in the packaging. Subcutaneous injections are suggested for medicines that need to be absorbed slowly by the body, so are better injected under the skin rather taken by mouth or injected into the vein. Medicines such as a growth hormone, insulin, and some immunosuppressant medicines are given subcutaneously at GOSH. The next section explains how to reduce the pain of subcutaneous injections. Subcutaneous injections can be painful, but there are ways you can reduce the pain. You'll also find that your child will find them less painful in time. The skin contains nerve endings which send pain messages to the brain if they are touched by a needle. Some areas of the body are less painful to inject than others. For instance, the thighs are less painful than the abdomen. How you insert the needle can also make a difference to how painful the injection is. The needles we use are designed so that the sharp end is cut at a 45-degree angle. If you insert it with the cut angle of the needle facing upwards, it will be less painful. You can avoid the injection site becoming irritated by rotating the area where you inject, for instance, injecting in the abdomen one time and the thigh the next. Preparing your child for the injection will take their mind off any pain. There are lots of ideas in our distraction therapy information, or you can talk to a play specialist too. The next section explains how to give a subcutaneous injection. Step 1. Before you give the subcutaneous injection, collect everything you'll need together. You'll need an alcohol wipe, syringe package, cotton wool or gauze, and your site rotation chart. You will also need to have the bottle of medicine to be injected handy. Step 2. Wash your hands thoroughly using soap and water. Step 3. Wipe the top of the medicine bottle with the alcohol wipe and leave it to dry. Step 4. Choose the injection site for this dose. Step 5. Open the syringe package and put it on a clean surface. Step 6. Insert the needle into the top of the bottle at a 90-degree angle and pull back the plunger to draw up slightly more than the prescribed dose. Step 7. Remove the needle from the bottle and hold it upwards. Tap the syringe gently to move any air bubbles towards the needle. Step 8. Push the plunger gently to remove the air bubble and squirt a small amount of the medicine into the air. Step 9. Lift the skin in the chosen injection area between your thumb and index finger and hold the needle at a 45-degree angle. Step 10. Insert the needle into the skin fold so that the needle is at 90 degrees. Step 11. Continue to hold the skin fold and push the syringe plunger to inject the medicine while counting to 10 slowly. Step 12. Remove the needle from the skin and let go of the skin fold. Step 13. Put a piece of cotton wool or gauze over the injection site and hold there for a few seconds. Step 14. Throw the used syringe away in a sharps bin, as you have been taught, and mark where you gave the injection on your injection site chart. Remember that this podcast is intended to act as a reminder for the teaching we'll have given you at Great Ormond Street Hospital. You can ring your clinical nurse specialist for advice if you have any questions. This information was compiled by the Endocrinology Department in collaboration with the Child and Family Information Group at Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children, NHS Trust. It was written in September 2007 and recorded in April 2008. This information does not constitute health or medical advice and will not necessarily reflect treatment at other hospitals. If you have any questions, please ask your doctor. No liability can be taken as a result of using this information.